You know what I'm saying, dog? Now you know what's up. These levels don't lie.
Nah, the sound levels, you know, can't
it's
lie.
It's got that. I got that fucking. You know, none of the women listening to this podcast are gonna get this. But you know that fucking. What's that fucking Marvel character, the Bolt guy?
No, Black Bolt.
I got Black Bolt.
Powers. Oh, fuck. So he just barely.
Because you know Black Bolt's got mouth game. Yeah. Problems.
He's like.
You know what I'm saying?
So he just whispers and he's shit just explodes.
You know.
Yeah, well, I got you.
That's how shit goes.
I got you, man. I get you. I see.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? See. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
We come out and I come out and I just like, I'm like mouthing something. I'm like, hey there.
Girls, and what's up? They're like, oh, they just explode, right? Like, yeah, a balloon.
They know. Women know. You it's know, like in nature, when you see a cat coming at you real slow and you're like, that thing's going to fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of feeling women get. It's just, they see it. They're just like, it's a feeling. Like, wow. It's a primal feeling.
I know.
It's an animalistic feeling.
It's like when you throw a, drop a water balloon from a 100-story building, right? And it just hits the ground. It's like, pcha, psh, psh. Just like that, huh?
Yeah, man.
All right. I get you. We're on a water slide, and you haven't hit the water yet. But when you do, it's just like, psh.
That's right. Yeah, resistance.
That's just what you
fluid
get.
Fluid resistance.
That's just what you get from whisper, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Just saying.
Train for that, huh?
I'm just saying. You got to train like Batman. You know what I mean? You got to put in the hours.
It's true.
You're not born.
Speaking of Batman, apparently,
someone didn't know that Robert Pattinson is going to be Batman.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be Batman.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson, the shiny gay vampire, is going to be the next vampire.
Great. He's going to be great.
I'm sure he is. Yeah. Okay. He's going to be great. I'm sure he's going to be just under Ben Affleck.
He's going to be great because, one, he's a pretty decent actor. And two.
Questionable.
Two, he's going to be the most, like, I don't give a fuck Batman ever.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, hey, Bruce, so you're going to sign these papers? Like, I don't give a fuck about those papers.
He's going to be.
And then bitch is going to be like, oh my God, you're Bruce Wayne. You want this coochie? He's going to be like, I could take or leave it. I really.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm so rich.
I'm so rich.
And I'm
right
so
now.
Shiny in the light.
Yeah, I don't I really can, matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just trying to get to the night to beat some N-words up at night.
I can run really fast, yeah. But it looks really shitty.
Right. Just break headboards.
He does apparently. Do that in the movie. He does.
He does.
He has some gross, violent sex with a girl. A 100th time his age. He's like. Fucking a young girl.
I said, how weren't we
he's
talking
an old
about
ass
that?
Man. He's an old ass man. He had been through high school like 15 times.
Cause in
he's
Angel,
like 100.
Because in Angel, that got brought up. They're like, yo, Buffy, that's clearly a 45-year-old guy.
That's so true. Angel was like from the fucking old.
They're like, hey, fucker, how'd you get on campus? Like, this is a high school.
Yeah,
you
man.
Work here?
Yeah. Angel was like 100-plus years old.
That was a good-looking dude. They just let him on because he was a good-looking dude. But they were still questioned. They're like, I need to see somebody. I'm old. I'm 18. Yeah, that's the problem. You're older than 18. That's the fucking problem.
You got a tattoo. You're so old, you had a tattoo before you became a vampire.
Yeah.
That's how old you are.
Yeah. You had it with the little needle thing.
Yeah,
tap it. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, yeah.
Just like this.
But when Robert Pattinson vampire did it, it's cool.
He'll pick it up.
It's cool. They're just like, it's fine.
Nah, I'm not a fan of this, dude. He's better off. You know what they need to do to fix this? Mm. He needs to be Batman, and then they need to reveal it at the end that he's actually the Jim Gordon Batman. And he's like a scrawny.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
The way to do it.
That'd be cool.
That's the way to do it. But they reveal it in the beginning, but not like, you know, they'll tell people so they watch it.
That'd be cool.
Because then it's believable. Scrawny looking, kind of gingerish looking Batman.
Yeah,
I get it. You know?
Yeah. All right, speaking of Batman, I'm apparently being Batman for Halloween. We got them Halloween parties.
You should have told Boski. He probably has a suit already for you. That's like his Thursday role play. He's like talks to his wife, and he's like, you're going to be Catwoman today. Next week, Poison Ivy. We're going to keep stitching this up.
Batman gets a lot of poon, man.
Yeah, he does. Catwoman. What else?
Chick who is
he doesn't
chick.
Hook up with all of them, but he could.
But he does though.
Does he?
Like the red was a red Sonya lady.
Brake maintenance.
Women. I don't know maintenance. Talking about.
Yeah, mufflers rattling and shit, and you know whatever.
It's like, oh, that rattling means it's
the
working.
What's that smell?
That's oil hitting the manifold.
Wow, that's maybe that's just me, but I'm like, geez.
Oh, carbon buildup. Anyways,
oof, getting a little high.
But yeah, I'm Batman, so.
Batman, yeah, man. Maybe you should ask Boesky. He would have been like,
sent me some shit.
Yeah, he would have been like, here you go, man. I'll lend you my Monday because my Thursday is gonna be used this week.
It's like, you can have this one. It's Batman Beyond. I don't really like that one.
He's like, I don't like that one. Or you can have that apocalypse suit Batman that I use on Saturdays only.
Yeah.
He probably has all that shit. He's like, yeah, here. You have the legit Batarang. I don't want to mix you up and give you the black shiny ones. I'm going to give you the ones with the whatchamacallit,
the Batman Beyond. I'm going to give you 1960s Batman.
Oh, jeez. Comes with the pow sign.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If they have that.
I'm just saying.
Look for that. But yeah, so I didn't know I had to dress up for it. So
it's a Halloween costume. Yeah,
I was gonna try a Lego guy.
Well, that would have been an easy one.
Yeah, right. How cool would that be? I just put the big.
You can
Lego
buy those, right? Like the masks, the Lego masks.
Ninjago guy.
Ninjago guy will be legit. I gotta see that dude. It's the best kids cartoon I've seen
then
in a while.
Then I can double that for some role play. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna Ninjago that ass.
What?
To the next dimension. Did they travel dimensions? I don't know what they did.
They actually do.
Exactly. I'm gonna Ninjago that ass to the next dimension. That's what's up.
Shout out to Boesky. I was at a fucking whatchamacallit, a doctor's office today, mm-hmm. and they had Paw Patrol on, and I was like, I'm gonna watch this for a while.
Paw Patrol?
Yeah, that one. That's Paw. That's Paw Patrol.
Fucking idiot.
Same shit. Same shit, different day. And I was like, yeah, what's up with these dogs,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, Paw Patrol is pretty cool.
Yeah, I started watching it because I guess his kid's really into it.
Yeah.
She's telling me all about
when
it.
When we used to babysit our other friend's kids, me and my sister, we babysit them. They were into that shit. I'm like, so these dogs fight? Like, what's going on?
You're like, is that dude supposed to be DMX? And yeah, is he making them fight for money?
Yeah. I'm like, so they try to stop Michael Vick's dogs? Like, what's going on?
You're like, is that DMX and Michael Vick? This is the ultimate.
And my sister was like, shut the fuck up.
She's into it?
No, because, you know, we had little kids right there. So they're like, they're going to repeat what you say to our nice Christian friends.
Hey, man, you got to sometimes.
You got to start them young.
You got to let them know what's going on in life.
It's like rough.
Somebody's got to remix that. Put Paw Patrol. And then, like, as they're doing, like, some crazy shit that happens on the show, in the background, put, like, some DMX.
Rough.
That's the way to go.
That's pretty good. I'm gonna be too mad at that.
So what's going on with you, dog?
Nothing, man. I've been working 37 hours a day, trying to make that fat paper.
Fat sacks.
That's right.
Did you just say fat sacks?
Fat
or
sacks.
Fat sacks.
No, fat sacks. Fat sacks, like burlap sacks.
Oh, okay. I was taking it some other way. I was like, Jesus.
You're a pervert. I don't know if you know this.
I was like,
but
what
you're
happens?
Fucking perverted.
You make money and you're just.
I mean, that's not typically how it works unless you get some kind of surgery. Unless you get that, I don't know if Viagra does that. Does that make your sack bigger?
No, I think it's just your dick. It just makes it hard, dog.
Oh.
Puts the fear of God in some women. When every once in a while, when the woman's like, your dick game's basic, pop one of those motherfuckers in there. All of a sudden, girls be like, it's over. I'm done. I'm done for the day. No.
Like
no. You happy? You thought you were cool, and my game's basic. No, we're going to keep going.
So now
next day, crutches. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like maybe walking in a little waddle, you know?
If you need just some crutches, you should come to the cell that I got tomorrow. I got some crutches.
Plug your sale, dog. Plug your sale.
My cell's...
Even though the sale is going to be over by the time people...
It will be, but the sale is hopefully legit.
Is there anything I want?
No.
Okay.
I mean, at least you need a couch. You need a couch.
I could need a couch, but I don't know if I trust other people's couches. Who knows what people have done on couches?
So all the couches are... That's a funny story I told you about. So all the couches are like brand new.
How new?
Like brand
new. Humans have never owned them new?
No, they never owned them.
Where the fuck are you guys getting these from?
From... All right, I don't want to tell you the company.
Okay.
It rhymes with... All right, I'm going to use different words to describe it. You just got to put it in the words.
Okay.
Okay. Large space.
Okay, I got you. I understand words.
All right,
okay.
There you go. Well, the play on words.
Yeah,
was that a pseudonym or something like that? There you go.
Yeah, I got you.
There you go. And so...
So they just gave you guys couches?
So they get shit return to them, because when you buy a couch, apparently from them or anywhere else, and you're like, yeah, fucking leg's missing. What the fuck? You take it back to the store and you're like, the fucking leg's missing.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Right.
And so they're like, oh, our bad.
We'll give you another couch.
One. Yeah.
They just don't replace the leg?
Yeah, no. They give you a whole new one. And so, is that a drug dealer? Instagram hoe.
It's going to be one of the two.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the two.
So if they're coming out with baggy clothes, it's going to be a drug dealer. And then you ask them what they're selling.
Instagram hoe and a manager.
If they're coming out with clothes that are way too small for this cooler weather, it's going to be an Instagram hoe. What is it?
What do we got?
What do we got?
Instagram hoe. Confirmed.
I'm not gonna disagree with you. All right.
And her mom. What's up, mom?
Holla.
You need a daughter?
All right. So continue. Anyways, so they gave you guys free couches.
Yeah, they give us all the damage stuff.
So are they fucked up? They missing couches?
So like
missing a cushion. So
some like the spring just goes bad in it. Like it's just damaged.
I don't want that.
But it's new
okay,
though.
Okay, so I'm going to be laying down man game to the maximum effect, and then a spring is going to be jabbing me in the balls.
I knew you're a filthy pervert. You're just fucking on couches like an animal.
Like an animal, dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
We just had the podcast about fucking only in hotel rooms. That's what hotel rooms are for. Nasty sex. You're just fucking on couches like.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking a Monday and shit.
I'm an animal.
Wow.
I'm an animal, dog.
Wow.
And that's why when we got that couch, remember we got that couch one time? Not you and I, weirdo. Well, you picked it up. Remember we bought that couch for the green room so mm-hmm. we could play video games? Remember that? It was like a fake leather couch.
I knew it felt sticky.
No, there's a reason why fucking I bought a heathen. Fake leather couch. Because I sprayed it down with Clorox.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Yeah. That shit was black.
But that was the point, though. Like, I would never get a cloth one where everything just soaks.
Oh, yeah, see,
and
so that's the problem.
In.
They're all cloth. A lot of them are cloth.
That's the problem. See, like, you don't want to sit in those and be like one of those tres leches cakes, and you'd be like, oh.
Ah!
Some of y'all are going to get that reference and think that's
Bosky's
funny.
Bosky's dying right now.
Some of y'all are going to get that
Bosky's
reference
on
and laugh.
The forklift just doing circles because he's laughing so hard.
Some of y'all are going to have to Google.
Oh, fuck.
But trust me, that was funny. Tres leches cake. I'm just saying.
Fuck.
If I was still doing teasers for the podcast, that'd be one of
them. One of them.
But then people get all offended and whatever.
Fuck. But yeah, so they're damaged. Like the mattresses people
mattresses?
Have, yeah, I get mattresses.
Mattresses?
Yeah, I'm like discount Steve. Repo Emporium
Dude,
of furniture.
You're going to be like, sir, you really want this mattress. But then the whole time you're going to have like three layers of gloves on as you're touching it.
So, okay. The problem with the mattress is people have slept with on them.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I imagine.
But they've only slept on for like one day or two.
You only need to have sex with them one or two times and try them out, dog. You know what I'm saying? You buy a bed and then you're like, yeah, I can't get the
Dude,
type
that
of...
that better be some good poon, man.
No.
If I'm buying
about?
A whole
no,
bed
no, 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 no,
for
no,
some
no,
poon.
No, you're not buying the bed for the poon. What happens is, you know these companies that they'll ship you the rolled up ones? And then you get them in the mail and then you extend it and you leave it on your bed? A lot of those companies have like a policy where if you don't like it, you can return it. So that's probably what's happening with your beds. But by the time people return it, they probably laid pipe at least two or three times on that bed.
I guess...
And if they're savage, probably in one night.
So a large parking lot area, or whatever I called it, they have a thing that's like 30 days, so...
That's even worse. That means that will be a tres leches cake. That's just going to be like, you're going to sit on it, and it's just going to fucking ooze.
I talked to a dude, I'm like, so man, like, do I want these back? And he's like, yeah. He goes, you do. He goes, like, people come back, like, the day after they buy them, because, like, they... take them back all the time. Like, we take them back. They don't want them. Like, they sleep on them one night, and they bring them back. They want something firmer.
You should take, like, a black light to it and just see if anything pops.
So, I don't want to do that.
I'm just saying.
Because, one, I lay down on one to see how soft it was.
You're like, I never came up.
No, I never came up. It just sucked in there like that. Tres leches cake, and I was like, oh, this is soft, so spongy. And so, yeah, so I got that. I got some damaged desk now. Ask me what's wrong with the desk.
Are you missing a leg?
Yes, that's what exactly.
You're missing a leg on a
desk. So, yeah, when you get the desk, apparently, from large furniture, not furniture store, they don't give you the screws. So you're just missing the hardware for it. And this particular time that I was just trying to put together one last week, they don't have the hole screwed in the desk to put the screws in.
Like, so the, it's just bare wood.
Yeah. It's actually like, not wood, it's metal.
So it's even worse than IKEA. Yeah. It's like, you got to not just put it together. You got to
make it.
Like, put it together.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
That seems like a problem.
That. And then I got, like, lawn chairs. Like, the stuff we're seeing right now. I got stuff like that, but also it's missing screws. And you can just order that stuff, but, like, people don't want to do that.
But is it, like, basic screws or is it, like, hardware?
No, like it's brackets hardware. Like, and all shit? The hardware.
Oh, fuck.
Like, all the
dude,
hardware.
How are you going to sell any of that stuff?
We're going to find out tomorrow, man.
You're going to have to price it really cheap.
See, that was my idea, but that pricing thing is out of my hand, so.
Because nobody's going to want to go there and then say, oh, now I got to go all the way to Home Depot to get everything I need and
look,
then
stop. See, that's what somebody else told me. And I was like, look, man, I'm not trying to sell this stuff to smart people. I'm trying to sell this stuff to stupid people who are like, oh, a deal. I'm here for the deal. And so that's what I was doing.
You want people who just, like, got their first place.
Yeah, yeah.
Why aren't you buying all this shit for when you get your live-in situation?
I don't want this shit. I'm a smart person. I don't want this bullshit.
How much stuff is there?
43 things we're trying to sell tomorrow.
That's not too bad, but...
And then, yeah, we have to get a U-Haul truck to take it all out of the storage containers.
The crazy part of me is that you guys are paying for storage units.
Yeah, the company is. So that was cool. And then I never drove a big U-Haul truck like that, so that was cool. I just got in there and was like, yeah, I can do it.
They're not that bad. I mean, I've driven a couple.
Like, yeah, I can do it. This is my work voice when I'm there. I'm like, yeah, I can do it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was saying going through buildings and shit. I get twisted meddling it up.
My boss was like... It was like, you almost hit the roof. I was like, well, you got to tell me when to stop. Like, I can't see in back of me. She's like, oh, is that true? I'm like, yeah, it's true. I can't see in back of me. You got to tell me when to stop. Like, I was just going until I felt the back tires hit the sidewalk. So, I mean, I don't know.
She's like, a problem.
She's like, and you're not. You missed the door by a little bit. I wanted it right against the door. I'm like, looky here. You're going to get where I put it. That's all there is to it. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, I'm going to remember that. I was like, all right, you remember it.
That's crazy, man. I mean, good luck. Good luck tomorrow. Because I have a feeling you're going to struggle to sell shit with missing hardware and legs and sticky mattresses.
It's possible. We'll never know.
Well, no, you'll know tomorrow.
I'll know tomorrow, actually.
You'll know tomorrow, for sure. So when's the last time you've had somebody caress your balls, dog?
I mean, this week. It was definitely this week.
Was it? Mm-hmm. No, I meant like in a medical setting, not some weird freak setting, dog.
Oh.
You're trying to fucking xylophone your balls and shit. I'm talking about like in a medical setting.
Fuck. Oh, damn. I should have. I'll do it next podcast.
Xylophoning your balls.
No, I had a whole thing I was going to put in an Urban Dictionary, but...
You can modify Urban Dictionaries?
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can put new words in there. I had one.
We had a few words I wanted you to put on there.
Yeah, I can do one, but I was going to start off the podcast with it, but I forgot it until you started talking about caressing my balls, and it brought up the thing in
the
my
thing
head.
You want to put in there?
Yeah. So
lovely.
It's gone. The joke is past now, but I'll do it. I'll do it later.
I'm going to start putting stuff in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, man.
That's not a bad idea. Anyways, no, the reason I say is because I had a physical the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like annual physical, you know?
I haven't had annual physical in years.
I just go because I go in there and I'm like, hey, man, I need you to check shit just so I have the peace of mind that I'm not going to die, but it's going to happen. So, anyways.
I'm always like, look. Fuck it. That's my own thing. I'm like, look, my balls are fine.
You're like, should they be green and purple?
I'm like, look, I'm still producing. I'm still producing mad amounts of man juice. I'm good.
You're like, they're hard like rocks, but it's still producing great, great yellow semen.
My dad says that's fine.
You're like, my balls literally are like a metronome just due to the weight of the stones in there. Should they be sounding like gravel when I step on it? But anyways.
They sound like two pool balls.
To pull like a duck. Billiard balls. Against, that's not good.
The 8-ball hits the 9-ball.
I had a physical the other day, dog. It was weird. You know why it's weird? First of all, like, I think as men, we're programmed to, like, whenever any junk.
Yeah, get it.
No, that did not happen. I'm like, yeah, you like that?
You like that? Yeah.
First of all, I have a male doctor, so that's fucking uncomfortable. It's not like I have a female doctor where I'm like, check this out. Pow. You know what I'm saying? That's uncomfortable.
See, back in the day, I used to have a female doctor.
Did you really?
And so I was like.
What does that even mean?
I was just trying to think of everything dead. I was like, dead babies, dead kittens.
It is for a guy, it's puppies. Weird because, like, you have a female caressing your
stuff. She's like, all right, you look fine. I was like, okay. And then I switched to, like, my male doctor I had for, like, the last, like, 15 years. And he was like, I was like, so, man, I went in for a physical. He's like, I ain't checking your balls, dude. I ain't gay.
I was like, you're over here, like, oh, with him on the table. You're like, you want to get to this?
He's like, nah, I ain't gay, homie.
He's like, put those back on there. Wipe down my table while you're at it.
Yeah.
Disinfect it.
Yeah, he was like, put your balls back in. The fuck?
Put your balls back in. And so, anyways.
You're going to pay me? What the fuck?
The whole thing is uncomfortable, all right? Right? The whole thing is uncomfortable. Like, you put your pants down. As a guy, you're programmed to, like, look up or look level. You're not looking down as he's like. You know, like, if you're looking like, yeah. You like that you're impressed by that, bro?
I grab the hair.
You're like caressing the back of his head. You're like, yeah.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, your hair's so soft.
Impressive.
He's like, get the fuck out.
This is my way of coping with the uncomfortableness of it all, right? So.
Flicking his ear.
Is that your move? You're going to flick? You like that, huh? Like that? Then you move to the forehead. You're like, yeah, huh?
Oh, fuck.
Like wiggling your balls as you're doing it. You're like, yeah.
No, man. Oh, no.
It's got a steady 1-2 beat. You know what I'm saying?
Pow. Pow,
you know what I'm saying? Like a fucking grandfather clock. Always on time.
Ugh. You know that's terrible. No, man. I haven't done that in a while.
It's weird. You don't watch. Like, so, for example, like, you know how you go in the guy's bathroom and you just walk in and then you're like, zip. And then you just, like, look straight. And anytime you look below the equator, it's gay. It's gay, right? So, you don't ever watch. So, when I'm, like, standing there, the guy's like, drop your pants. He says it so casually, too. I'm like, all right. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable, but okay. And so you're never like, when it happens, right? He's like, drop your pants. And I'm like, all right. And so I'm like, you drop your pants. And it's not like, the whole thing is uncomfortable because it's never a good situation. It's not like you're like with the girl or whatever and you're like, yeah, check this out. You know? It's not like that. It's just kind of like clinical. So the whole thing is uncomfortable. So already you're not like probably at your best. You're looking around. You're like, it's really cold in here. I swear, I'm really cold. It's chilly. I think you should turn this up.
Like, look, I'm going to. Grower, not a shower.
I can tell you that I'm like, quite impressive on a normal day.
I get compliments like once we're already started, not pregame.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm more of an in-game.
In-game player.
Yeah, like I hit the touchdown, not a free throw shooter.
That's right.
I'm more of a three-point shot
That's
guy.
That's right. Like, when I'm in the game, you can't stop me.
Yeah.
All right, but I got to get warmed up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm a fourth quarter guy.
They come in for the win.
Yeah.
They bring me in only for the win.
That's right. That's right. That's when you need me. That's when you need me most.
Yeah. So that's the problem, number one.
I'm like, look, if you want to get me there just to see.
Just stroke the head a couple times. I'll show you. I'll let you know what's up. I'll just close my eyes and pretend you're a girl.
Yeah. I mean, call me Big Papa Smurf.
Oh, jeez. That's my nickname. That's what I go by.
That might help. I don't know.
You know, just saying. Just but saying. The whole thing's uncomfortable. Like, he's, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, he's like, cough, right? The whole, he's like. But the weird part is, the weirder part is this guy works a lot with residents. Mm-hmm. So it's not like him in the room. It's also a resident in the room.
That's weird, man.
Right? No, it is weird. Exactly. Exactly, that's, right?
They're doing some alien autopsy shit on you.
Well, the whole part's like, yeah, drop your pants. And I'm like trying to look at him, and I'm like, all right, I know this is normal routine, but I'm trying to look at the other dude. I'm like, is he going to have a smile here? What's going on here? So I'm like, this is weird. But I'm like, all right, I'm going to man the fuck up. So I'm like, eh, right? I drop my pants. And then this guy goes into fucking lecture. I'm like standing there buck-ass naked, and the guy's like, and he's just like, yeah, he's like, then I check for this. And then he's like, he puts two fingers like in a certain spot, and then he's just like, here is like, that's when I tell him to cough, and you can really feel if there's a hernia. So you can feel as if there's a hernia popping out. You really feel it right here. And he's like,
whoa, hey, man.
He's like, I'm sure he's like a foot away from my dick, but I don't know because I'm not looking down. And he's like, huh. He's like, cough. And I'm like, And he's like, yeah, so you feel the hernia right here. And the other guy's like leaning over like, no, oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The other guy get the porn shot where he just went under. He's like, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
He's like, yeah, look, the tank goes down here and it connects.
I see it. That's nasty.
It's uncomfortable, man. Yeah, it's weird. So
that's what they do to aliens when they capture them. They're in that room and they're like, yeah, you see right here? This is the alien lung. Let's puncture it.
It's just uncomfortable because the resident. And then he goes into teaching and he's like, yeah, and then you do this. And he's like,
you won't always see this, but this guy, he ties it around his leg to look normal. It's normal.
It's normal
for some people.
It's normal for you, whatever. So, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable situation. But then I was just like, I got to get over this. And then after it's done and you're like, all right, cool. And then you're looking at the other dude. You look at the other dude in the eye and you're like.
That's what's up. That was on me. Yeah, I know.
It's all me, bro. That's all me. No implants here. It's all
natural. Yeah, I took 3 Viagra before I got here, whatever.
I'm always rock hard all the time. That's how I do.
I got to go to the emergency room. I might have took 3 Viagra before I got here.
I got something to do after this, bro.
I got no blood in my head.
I'm getting a little lightheaded. Tell me how the test went after. But anyways, that was just my story because it's just uncomfortable.
That's weird.
But I guess, if anything, it's probably way better than a girl's exam, right? Because in a girl's exam, you just spread eagle. Somebody's going in there, and they're all like fucking ta-da with tools and shit. And
what? Wow, that's...
Yeah, man, they're splitting you open. You know what I'm saying? Splitting you open. They got some fucking alien receptacles.
Like Christmas ham.
Yeah.
It really is weird that with all the technology we got, we're still doing medical research. Like, we don't know nothing about the human body. Like, we're still grabbing dicks and coochies with barbecue equipment and shit.
They're like, oh, I lost the tools. Go to Walmart real quick and pick some up from the...
I need some meat tongs. I got 11:30.
I like the ones that are flat. Don't get the curvy ones. Those hurt.
Yeah, this whole is like 47 years old. She has like 9 kids, so...
It's not good down here, bro.
It's not good. I already know.
Bring me, you know, like when you
see... You got some welding gloves?
In the welder's mask?
Yeah. Yeah, but seriously, it's weird that we still use like old middle ages, dark ages shit.
Yeah, man, it's weird. It's weird. But anyways, that was my experience of getting a physical. Besides that, it was fine. I had an EKG done, which I've never had one done. That was weird.
Oh, I had those. I've had all those scans.
I haven't had an EKG done before. And the machine was old as shit, too. I'm like, does this still work? You know what I'm saying? Where the plastic on a machine is so old that it's yellowed. I'm like, is this still good? You're going to look up, yeah, you're dead, son. What? I don't think so.
The magnets in that shit weren't even working.
Yeah, man. And I also
you
had,
see
like,
the magnets moving? You're like, fuck.
No, but I had one of those CT scans, and that shit's creepy when it's all... Doom, doom, doom. And I'm like, oh, that's some fucking weird shit. But anyways.
Your tattoo didn't come off?
That'd be funny. It's like it gets rearranged. Like, what's that fucking thing with the two little screw knobs?
Oh, Magnadoo.
Etch-a-sketch. Yeah, where like at the end you shake it and it's gone. That's how my tattoo is. It's just like lines.
It's just a horse.
I'm like, my spirit animal has revealed itself.
It's a fucking horse. It's an eagle. It's a Mexican eagle, right? A Mexican horse. What the fuck?
I'm like an Aztec dude holding an Aztec chick over his arms.
Crazy. Crazy.
That's where they got it from.
Yeah, man.
But anyways, that was my ball catching situation.
That is
awkward.
Weird, man. Awkward. I don't miss.
You gotta get a physical, dog. Gotta get them checked. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you don't got lumps.
You know what I'm saying? I check them. I got somebody who does that. Then she'll tell
you
me.
Shouldn't be able to use them like a fucking speed bag. If it's that hard, that's a problem.
That's not how it works. It's not good. Hey, you got? Did you listen to the new Kanye album?
I did not, but I listened to pieces of it.
Mm-hmm. What is your opinion of it?
I haven't listened to enough of it, but I think what he's doing is who's that artist who came out with some music and it was kind of questionable, and then he or she was all of a sudden like, oh, I'm a country artist, and then they became like the top country artist because country has like no fucking like following. Taylor Swift. Somebody along those lines. They were like, oh, I'm a country artist now, and because they got defaulted into the country section, they became like the number one Christian, or the number one. I keep mixing them up. I need more caffeine. They became like the number one country band. I think that's what Kanye is doing. He's becoming the new religious dude. So he becomes the number one religious chart topper, and he gets all the religious money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Might be true.
I think that's what he's doing.
I just sent shit right now. Oops. All right.
I saw some stuff that's kind of gospel-y.
Yeah, it was.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's trying to undercut. What's that fucking douchebag who didn't let
Kurt
people
Franklin.
In? No, that guy who didn't let people into his church when everything was flooding.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, he's undercutting Joel Osteen money. He's like, fuck that shit. I want that Joel Osteen big church money. And he's like, I need all those Christians to buy this album.
I mean,
because I'm all about Jesus now.
He just bad mouth most of the Christians on there. So, I mean, there's a few I like.
I'm just saying, he's trying to get that Joel Osteen money, dog.
But I was listening to.
Oh, what's that fucking show on HBO about fucking whatchamacallit?
Oh,
about the Christians?
Oh,
about the Christian church?
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, Gemstones?
He's trying to get that Gemstone money. That's what he's trying to do.
That show is fucking awesome. But I was listening to Old Kanye this week. Fuck.
Old Kanye is good.
Fuck, that was good.
Okay, so there's like the graduation.
Right.
And then it was like, no, college dropout.
College dropout.
Then graduation. Then
Late registration.
And then he went downhill. He started doing.
It was 808s and Heartbreaks.
That was okay.
808s and Heartbreaks is great.
My Twisted Dark Fantasy was after that, right?
That was the last good one.
But I think when he lost his college theme is when he already started kind of dripping down.
Yeah, Dark Twist Fantasy was the last, like, really good
one. It was a good one. I actually own that. But all the other ones were like, like, I didn't own the last couple.
No.
They weren't good. They weren't good. But you get some Jesus Walks.
Dude, that's literally the first song that played. I was like, why do people make music anymore after this song? Like, I don't even know why there's music
Jesus Walks is fucking good. Like, I'll give it to him, though. Power was really good from the Dark Twist.
Power came
on. Fucking good.
I was like, why do people even make music anymore after this?
Even the music video for that, you're like, man, some trippy shit. I bet you if I was high, this would be way better. But it's like some, like, Vatican Church shit. Like some, like, Venetian, like overhead painting shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really good.
Yeah,
but, yeah, that's where he went downhill. Like, right after, for sure after Dark Twisted Fantasy or whatever the fuck that album is. But I think his peak, especially lyrically, like the graduation, the what are the other names?
the college series.
Yeah. That's lyrically where he was really good. Like his Bill Cosby lines, his lyrical shit lines, like all those fucking lines are so good because when a line makes you like when he says a line and you're like 3 seconds behind thinking about what the line meant, that's when you get lyrically really fucking impressive versus just saying shit to say shit like all these new rappers that are just saying shit and you're like, haha, that was a funny little line, but there's nothing to it. It's just some funny shit that I'm gonna be saying later when I'm like, get this dick. do you know what I'm saying like it's just trash lines. But they're great at the club. Gets girls popping the booties. You know what I'm saying?
Pop this.
You know what I'm saying?
Pop this ass.
You know what I'm saying? Get some grinding going. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But it's not shit where you're like, you're not at the club being like, oh my God, that was a really good line. Hold on. What does that mean? No, you're just too bad. You're too busy doing this shit with your ass.
Yeah.
Along with that noise.
You know, it's funny. We went to that one club, that one hipster club. Not too much ass shaking going on down there.
Which one?
Same one you went to?
Oh, but that wasn't like a club. That was like a bar kind of thing.
It's not like a club. It's like, a bar hangout place. The place is cool. Not a lot of ass grooving on people. Ass grooving. Yeah. That's my club's name, Ass Groove.
Ass Groove.
Yeah.
I might be soft grinding. You know what I'm saying? Letting people know what's up. Letting people know what's up. Soft.
Are they playing R. Kelly right now? The Starbucks watch. Keeps going, I dream of sweat. Yeah.
I think it's over. It's too late now, though. Damn. It's ended.
We'll never know. But yeah, man, that good Kanye. That was that good
Kanye's a good shit,
man. I love it.
I love it.
I don't like that song, though, where he's like, you're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Okay, that was pretty fucking shitty.
I love it.
Hey, you want to hear the funniest pickup line I've heard in a long time?
Go for it.
Somebody said this, and I heard them say it, and I fucking busted out laughing.
I thought you were a rapper right there. Fuck, no. That was smooth.
No, I heard somebody say it, and they were
made
just
me
like...
wet just thinking about it.
Anyways, somebody, I heard them, and they were just like, yo body is also a thing to do. And I was like, what? What the fuck?
You made everybody dumber.
I heard that, and I was like, huh. My body is also a thing to do.
I mean,
what are the other things to do?
I say math is also a thing to do.
I was like,
I don't want to do it.
Your body is, but you got to say it softly though. You'll be like, your body is also a thing to do.
But who's going to do it? Am I going to do it?
Whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Is she going to do it?
Maybe
she can do it herself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That might work. But I don't think if you went up to a guy or a girl like that and you were like, your body is also a thing to do. And you got to say it like that. You got to like look your head left and right. You're like, your body. And then look her up and down. Is also a thing to do. That's not the way to go. You're not going to get that girl.
Maybe you got to be a little more ethnic with it. You got to be like, damn, your body is a thing to do.
Damn, your body, girl, is also a thing to do.
I'm going to get some hate on that one. Oh, that's how we talk. That's how it goes. Yeah.
Yo, girl. Yo, body.
Tippy-tie on the side of the tay.
I'm just saying, I heard that pickup line. I was like,
Give me that.
I'm not sure how I feel about this one.
Give me that body so I can do it. I don't know, man. I can't work with that one.
I'm just saying. That's all I heard.
I don't got nothing for that one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Give me.
What we should do is, if we could pull this off, which we would never be able to pull off, you mic up a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make up a dude, and you have that dude do pickup lines on a chick, and then you have a really normal, ugly-looking dude, or you have a really good-looking dude doing it, and you see the differences. But they got to do it the same both times.
I can't do it. I'll get slapped.
No, I'm not saying you.
Okay,
I'm saying, like, we hire some normal-looking dude and a really good-looking dude.
Oh, yeah, I hear giving bitches... pickup lines. It's for a skit,
and we just test it out.
Okay, sure.
And we just test it out, because I bet you if the dude's really attractive, the girl will kind of laugh at it even though it's a dumb line, and then it'll still just break the tension. But if it's not an attractive dude, then she'll just be like, what the fuck did you just say? Your body is also a thing to do.
Say, I got 911 on speed dial.
Get the fuck away from me.
I don't know, man. I got nothing. I can't work with that one. That ain't...
I just heard it, dog. I'm just saying.
That's a lot cooler than leaking from that vehicle.
You smell it, too?
I'm getting quite high.
Yeah, I think over the years of working on the car, my sense of smell has kind of gone a little bit. Like, I only smell strong shit.
Hey, man, they gonna throw that hole in your nose?
Oh, he wants to. He wants to.
Scrubs has taught me anything. Surgeons always want to.
Yeah, surgeons always want to
do shit for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. You'll come in and be like, man, I think you need a surgery. What? I'm not even here for anything. I'm just servicing your machine. What are you talking about?
You got a big ass dome. I'm sure.
There's a problem somewhere.
That's a lot of skull.
He's like, let's spin it out a little bit. Relieve some stress off your neck.
Look, your fifth vertebrae is probably crushed. Let me drill it out.
If we don't do this now, you're going to have to fuse some discs. It's a big-ass head, man. It was like 50, 60 pounds. It's not good for your spine. It's like you're constantly squatting.
How are you even walking right now? Fuck.
How did you even evolve to an upright being? You're such a fucking heavy person. Yeah, but they want to. I'm debating it.
You a strong man? You must be.
I'm debating it. Damn, I feel like I'm just going to do it, probably, maybe. He said the healing time's not that bad, but what's the surgery going to be like? Your healing's going to be terrible.
Hey, man, look.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt like a bitch.
You're not going to be able to do anything for a while.
It's going
to
hurt like a bitch. I'm just letting you know. But, yeah, surgeon's not going to say that. He's going to be like, it'll be fine. Be fine. Do you have a good family support? Yeah, with good you'll family support, you'll be fine.
If I eat soup one more fucking time after this, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Oh.
Fucking soup.
Me and Black Mr. Girl were shopping for groceries. And what?
Go ahead.
We shop for groceries.
You guys shop for groceries?
Yeah.
All right.
I need food.
I guess. Go for it. Go
ahead. And so we were going through the soup aisle. And I was about to take a picture of all the soup.
More bullshit aisle there is.
Some of the soup had meat in it.
Yeah, probably like fake meat. It's probably like cat.
Oh. Oh. So we're shopping, right? And so first thing, Black Mystery Girl, going to be mad. She's like, you telling people our business.
Okay.
Stop telling them where we're going. That's my new voice for her. I just decided that.
Right? I'm sure she's going to love that one. You can cut off for a day or two.
So I'm like, look, bro. I only shop at that's why I talked to her. I'm like, look, bro, I only shop at Fry's. It's a fine establishment, and I can get good deals there. I only shop there, that or Target. I, however, do not, for whatever reason whatsoever, shop at Walmart. Because one, that requires me to go to Walmart. Two, I'm not going to Walmart because fucking mutants in there fighting over a fucking stick to see who are going to lead the Morlocks to victory. I'm not doing it. Deep ass reference. It's true though. I'm not doing it. She's like, but everything at Walmart's really cheap. We go there. Watch, I'm going to spend like $50 there for all the shit I need. I'm like, okay, fine. Let's go. So we go to Walmart. First thing, fucking mutants everywhere. And they don't have good powers like the actual X-Men.
It's the mutant powers, right?
Yeah, they got... Because first thing, I found out, X-Men's a little racist.
X-Men's very racist.
Because one, the actual X-Men, they only got good powers.
Yeah.
All the other ones...
And they're all hella good looking.
Yeah, they're all hella good looking. All the other ones just... Fucking mutants.
Yeah.
Just random ass people. Like, yeah. Their powers are to smell.
And they smell. Throw sludge or they.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just weird shit.
Just make oil.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking cool if I'm driving a Hummer, but that's not actual helpful in battle.
Right, no.
I just throw a match at him, he's dead. No. That's not fucking helpful.
Yeah, no.
All right. So I got all the discount mutants at Walmart. Fucking just, you know, being mutants, just not being helpful.
It's like a scene from fucking from like some just degenerate movie. Like
So,
like a scene from what the fuck's that movie from the one with fucking what's his name who gets tied to the front of the car.
Mad Max.
It's like a scene from fucking Mad Max.
Yeah,
in there.
Man.
Yeah.
So
people
I'm like
wearing masks.
I'm like
and
yeah,
paint
yeah.
And shit.
So I'm like whatever. Okay. So we're doing shopping. She's like, look how cheap everything is. I'm like, she's like, here, pick some fruit. I'm like, fuck, this fruit looks like it's been here a while. Okay. So I got some fruit. And so.
It's like, bananas normally brown?
These those tropical bananas, right? So anyways, so we get everything. And then that's when I saw the soup. And I was like, oh, I'm going to take a picture of the soup and send it to John. He's going to think that's fucking hilarious. And then that's when I saw a picture of that. That mac and cheese I sent you, where it was like thick and creamy or something.
Yeah. yeah, you were like, this kind of mac and cheese, baby, not play.
Yeah. And then, so I don't know if you know this, but Walmart has, you know how when you go shopping at Fry's, you only get that brand?
I haven't got any of that for a while.
Yeah. So apparently Walmart has that too. Like their Walmart brand is called Great Value. They got a brand below that. It's like value.
It's like great.
Yeah, it's just like
wow.
Food. It's just like food.
Wow.
So she got some food corn because where she was making like chicken and corn or something like that, and I was like,
That's like the corn that at the bottom of the barrel, they were like, it doesn't look that good. So just scrape it and put it into another container.
Yeah. So I'm like,
that's the good value. So
I'm like, oh, you're getting that? Why can't we get the great value corn? They're on a budget. It's fine. Corn is corn. I'm like,
you're like, why is it green,
though? Is it? Why can't we get great value corn? Why does it got to just be value corn?
You're like, good value corn.
I'm like, here, take the dented can.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Maybe they'll give you a discount. She's like, here, take the value beans. Because I wanted the baked beans. She's like, here, take the value beans. I'm like, nah, fuck that. That's where I draw the line. I ain't trying to. I want the Bush's baked beans. I ain't trying Walmart's beans. Value beans, fuck that. Nah. So now I only for my deli meat, I only use I'm picky about that. I only use Boar's Head from Fry's. Their meat.
That's the brand. It's yeah. Boarheads. Okay. Yeah.
And
I thought that was actually like a Boar's Head. I was like, oh, yes, some picky ass meat.
No. So that's their brand. It's like, you know, a little bit better than everybody else's. Walmart don't got that because it's fucking Walmart. I just told you it's full of mutants, right? So. Like, they're probably just eating, you know, their hands made up.
They just
throw
a piece of meat on the floor and you see them all running.
Yeah. It's probably, you know. It's
fucking ripping it apart with their hands. Yeah, so, I get you.
So, she goes to the lunch meat section. Not the, like, deli. Just the, like, the package lunch meat.
Right.
And so, she grabs some. She's like, oh, that's what I was looking for. Oh, sorry. She's like, oh, that's what I was looking for. I'm like, oh, damn, you got that one? She's like, yeah. I'm like, how much is that? I didn't even say that because it was later. So we go to check out, and then she scans that.
It's like a dollar.
35 cents.
Holy shit. I was
like, this is 35 cent ham? She's like, yeah, that's why I wanted it. I'm like, that's not even meat.
No, it's cat.
That's fucking rat, yo. What are you doing? What is wrong with you? She's like, no, it's fucking good. I'm like, first thing, I haven't had that since I was poor back in the day, and my parents got me some of that, and I put it on some crackers, and that was my dinner. That's like how poor
spam.
I was.
It's like spam.
It's like thin, and like, so it's like really thin meat, because I remember it from back in the day, because I was like, I'm never going to be this poor again. Like, I'm just not. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. And so, yeah, you open up, and it's fucking thin, like paper thin, and it gets like the little white specks in there. And it's like, I guess it's meat. And I'm like, that's fucking rat, yo. It's either rat, one really thinly sliced rat, meat from other rats, ground up rats, or it's like dead racehorses.
Well,
or it's just cartilage.
That's the big thing with deli meat. Like, they can actually just grind up anything and make it into those patties and slice it up. So it could technically be anything. You'd be eating like horse anus for all you know.
It's cartilage. It's probably just cartilage.
Yeah. It could be. It could be. You never know what it is, dog.
She's like, oh, it's fine. Protein. Then I started telling everybody it was horse cartilage, and everybody started laughing.
Horse cartilage. Okay, but the thing is, like, if a horse is going to die, would you rather...
Should I bite it?
You just, like, let it decay, or you're like, all right, we got to use this meat. The horse would want the meat to be
Goku
used.
Goku eats all that horse meat, and he's fine.
Goku eats everything. You see how strong as fuck he is? Be like Goku. Be like Alistair Overeem when he was on steroids eating horses.
Yeah, it was the horse meat, right? Not the steroids?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Eat horse meat and steroids.
But, yeah. To her credit, though, it did come out to like $58, almost $60.
There you go, dog. So get your little horse meat every once in a while. You save some money.
Next week, we're going to Fry's, doing shopping the way I do it. Get a lot of fucking unnecessary things. Oh, last thing, too. I did play a joke on her mom because they wanted to get toilet paper. And so she got the toilet paper. And I was like, hey, we should get this toilet paper right here. And it was 50 cent toilet paper. And it was four rolls. And I was like, get this one just so I can give it to your mom. And she'd be pissed about it. And she was like, okay. And so when we got down, I was like, here, I got you the toilet paper. And she's like, oh, no, you didn't give me this one. I was like, yeah, it's the only one I got. She's like, why'd you give me this one? I didn't want this one. I was like, because it's cheaper. This is 50 cents for four rolls. She's like, you're stupid. there's only four rolls. It's not going to last that long. I'm like, but it's 50 cents. You're not understanding. It's 50 cents. So she was mad the whole night until I brought in the other one of the one she actually wanted. And then the next morning, she was like, oh, okay.
Women are very particular about toilet paper. You can't just get that rough shit that's like this table right
now. Oh, yeah. No, it felt like that table.
You know what I'm saying? Like a girl don't want her vagina just ripped up by this fucking table right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, hear this. Like, that's not good. That's gonna leave a powder-coated mark. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Women are very particular about toilet paper.
Yeah, because...
Dudes are like, fuck it. The scratchier, the more it cleans. Good guys are like, yeah.
They'll get those crevices in my ass.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? The rougher it is, the more friction you can get in there, you know? Gotta fucking clean, yeah. Man.
So...
Women are like, no, I need the 14-ply, and I need the fucking wipes after that, and then I need more 14-ply to dry it. I can't just leave it wet. I need that bear to be wiping my ass with his hand. Yeah, that little bear?
Yeah.
What's that little bear? Charmin, the fucking bear? Snuggles. Snuggles? Snuggle? Snuggles, yeah, Snuggles. Charmin?
Charmin bear.
Charmin, yeah, a little Charmin bear. You want the little Charmin bear going in there and be like, hee, and just wiping your ass with his soft, soft, poor, plush hand. That's how women are.
That's what women want.
They're okay. Fantasized. They're like, poor little bear is going to wipe me clean. But over here, guys are like, bring me the shit that's like the Starbucks fucking napkins. That's like recycled paper.
What kind of burlap sacks do you have?
Bring me the roughest thing you have.
Do you have any plastic? I'll use that.
Oh, plastic.
Yeah, man.
Disgusting.
Get in there. But, yeah.
Guys don't give a fuck.
So that was funny.
But that's probably because we're not taking the paper and just fucking rubbing our dickheads with it. You know, that'd be fucked up. You know?
That's true.
If I took, like, a Starbucks napkin, you see how rough these are right here? You're just like, that would fucking hurt. You know? Just, every guy right now listening to this is like, oh, just quit fucking... Just kind of like squinted his fucking dick in, you know, protection.
You got a good point there.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, so she
imagine like a 180 grit sandpaper, just, you know. I need more caffeine.
You'd die if you hit the vein.
You might.
You bleed out before you even hit 911.
You got to go one way, you know.
Not that way.
Yeah, but you want the EMT that came over to like try to resuscitate you to be like, oh, what happened
so
here?
I got something bleeding with my mouth.
Oh, I don't know about all that. No, you want one of those deaths where like they're racked in the back of their brain thinking, what happened here? Like, what happened? We're gonna need Sherlock Holmes to figure this out.
You need House.
Need House. House is such a good show, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways.
But yeah, that's my grocery story.
Well, next week, come back with the follow-ups.
Oh, fine.
Come back with the fries version. Yeah. And then you should go to like a really upscale one. Go to like, I don't know, fucking, what's one of these high-end name ones? Like Sprouts or go to Whole Foods. There you go. Get some shit from Whole Foods.
I'm not trying to spend $2,000. Fucking Whole Foods.
Just
come back with some potatoes.
Come back with a bag of potatoes. It's like somebody just hand-picked and they hand-tossed it and fried it themselves.
Okay, so here's a good question.
With hippie sweat. What?
Do you buy potatoes in a can?
Fuck no. The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay.
Who buys potatoes in a can?
Like, Mr. Girl was like, so we're going to get potatoes in a can. I was like, the fuck? It's a potato in a can. Is that a joke? Is that
like mashed or what is
no,
it?
No, they're potatoes.
Whole potatoes
whole
in a
potatoes
can?
Whole potatoes in a can. They're like sliced up potatoes in a can.
Does she not like slicing potatoes?
No, they're like,
are they vinegared or some shit?
I don't know.
It's not like if I take a jalapeno and I chop it up, it turns into the ones you buy in a jar because those are pickled.
No, is
there anything special about these potatoes?
No, they're just
are they like government potato already? where it's like powdered, you know, like government potato where it's like a box of potatoes.
No, they're peeled already
and it's dehydrated, so you got to rehydrate it yourself. You know.
No, they're done. They're in the can. They're in some sort of liquid, I think water, and they're peeled already. So they're ready for you to smash or cook or whatever you do.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'll just leave it. All right, man. Well, anything else? I think we're going to call it. Anything you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
We've been slacking on the podcast, but we'll get back to it. We'll get back to it. I got to release one of the other ones. I keep fucking slacking. I have no time, dog. I've been running around all fucking day today. By the way, I survived narrowly today. I went and got a tire replaced, and the guy, I was like, I've been driving on this all day, and it's like literally got a crack like on 300 degrees of the fucking tire. And he's like, yeah, you shouldn't have been driving on this. And I was like, hey, man, I got shit to do. All right, I got places to go. I got things to do. Fucking drag running radios. Errands and shit. Yeah, dog, I got to fucking get shit done. And he's like, yeah, man, you like, should not have like, been driving on this.
I had Honda Civics to race.
I was like, somebody's got to rule the streets. And if I'm not around, well.
Speaking of, did you see that Bloodshot trailer?
Yeah. I sent it to you.
Yeah, that was a thing.
It's not bad. It's better than the other Sony shit. Probably going to be better than Venom.
I'm not going to argue with that. Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
Shit I'm going to take later tonight is probably better than Venom, so.
No, no comment. All right, man. Any last words?
No. I'm due. No, I don't think. I was going to say something funny, but no. It's fine.
All right. They come back next week with your AJ's update.
Next week.